Hey, New Jersey, Tom Segura here, letting you know that I don't always dress like this. I'm shooting something. I won't wear this when I come to see you. I'm doing shows with Jon Stewart on December 12th and 13th in Montclair, New Jersey at the Wellmont Theater. The first show is at 7 p.m., sold out, so we added shows each night at 9:30 p.m. You can get your tickets right now before they sell out and see one of the greatest, most influential comedic voices of our generation. And also Jon Stewart will be on the shows. See what I did? Get your tickets at www.tomsegura.com/tour.
How dare you do two Bay Areas better than us?
We gotta show them our fucking strength, Tom.
Okay.
They need to respect us.
I think she'd beat the shit out of our moms.
My mom would be like, I can't find my glasses.
My mom would be dead immediately.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine.
Get a trash can. Pants. Get a fucking trash can in here.
100%. Cheers.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Welcome to another episode of Two Bears, One Cave.
And we're going after the fucking Kelce brothers. You guys wanted to smoke, you got the fucking smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Just because we're a little older.
Barely.
Barely? Which one are you going to be? Which one are you? Would you be if, in the two?
Which one would I be?
The Kelce brothers.
Oh, Jason.
No, which one's Jason? No. Oh, yeah, you're Jason. Oh, yeah, I'm Travis.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm definitely Travis. Yeah. I'm so much more Travis than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Jason just hit me up in the DMs.
Uh-huh. What did he say?
Dude, huge fan. You carry that show just like I carry my show.
Let's see if
Travis hits you up.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Singapore.
Singapore?
Or with I hope when this comes out, him and Taylor Swift are still together. If they got married, would she change her name to Taylor Kelce?
I mean, maybe like privately, you know, like for legal papers, but I'm sure not publicly.
It would kind of fuck her career up a little
well,
bit.
Well, I don't know if it would just be strange.
Did you see them shitting on Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. Everyone that went to college with her was like, she was a cunt.
Well, I can
see it. Whoa, if you're a Kelce brother fan, we're not done with those two motherfuckers.
Okay.
We're coming after them. We're coming. You know, it's almost like, imagine if they were watching a video and I was in a Chiefs jersey and you were in an Eagles jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And we were saying we played football and we were athletes. They're coming after us, Tom.
Who's coming? The
Kelce brothers.
They are?
They're Kelce brothers.
Shit.
They're coming after us.
I didn't know they were coming after us.
So. Yeah, dude.
What
Aaron Rodgers DM'd me. This is a lie.
What did they? What are they coming after us for?
They want what we got, buddy.
Yeah,
we got it. We've got to show them.
Yeah,
our capabilities as broadcasters.
Okay.
We need to show them. We look. You know what?
That's us right there.
Where
the Cincinnati photo? the other one underneath it. The one underneath it.
We are that's both it. Jason. Right, we are both Jason. We are both Jason. We are. I bet we don't have much in common with Travis. Like if we hung out. But I bet we could fucking sit with Jason.
Yeah.
I bet Travis could. I bet he looks up to us.
That's quite an assumption.
I bet he does.
Well,
you know, all pro athletes technically look up to us.
In which way? That we're older than them?
No. Yeah. Well, that we're the age of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
How old's Jason Kelce's mom and Travis Kelce's mom?
That's true. She is both of their moms.
And how fucking fun is her life? All the football practices she had to drive those kids to. All the fights she had to break up in between those
she's
two
71.
Kids. She's 71. She's my parents' age. Oh, wait, that's awesome. She's younger than my parents. But all the shit she had to put up with, all the fucking uniforms, the jock straps, the cleats, yeah, the messes around the house. Is it just the two Kelsey brothers or do they have a third?
She says the only two children she has are those two, but I don't know.
And then box seats. And you know what's also cool is she doesn't even realize how good Taylor Swift is until after she met her and then put a few of her bangers in. Taylor Swift. Okay. Push pause on us attacking the Kelsey brothers.
Okay.
Taylor Swift is legit.
Yeah, she's got something going. She's definitely got something. She should keep it up.
Dude, I mean, I'm being serious. I love to find the thing that no one sees. And then, you know, like pick it apart.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find it in her.
She seems like a really sweet girl. She really does, actually.
Okay, have you listened to her music?
I've heard a couple of the hits, but I can't say that I know the catalog.
Okay, I'll walk you through the catalog.
Okay.
She's a big fan of Friends.
The so show?
A lot of her songs are references to Friends.
A lot of her songs?
A lot of her songs are references to Friends. I grew up with two little girls. Taylor Swift was on repeat in our truck.
Really?
I bet I could sing a slam in the back door and I could sing a lot of her songs by heart.
Man, my boys.
Pull up Taylor Swift lyrics. I'm going to sing the song to you. I bet I can go, unlike Drake, when I fucking ruined Drake. Can you believe Drake's still a thing?
He's really a thing.
No, they came after him. You know that?
Who came after him?
The Culture.
Recently?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What
because
happened?
They were a lot of... So, big ticket
His
price.
Tour was fucking massive.
But, by the way, Drake... Actually, I don't know anything about Drake, so I can't. I know I'm a fan enough to know that if I run into Drake, I'll suck his dick. Like, if I see Drake, I'm going to be like, dude, you're fucking... You know, I don't even need to know anything about you, and I'll suck your dick.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, if I know you're famous, yeah, I'll just be a fan.
Hardcore?
Like, I'll just be like, I'll fanboy out.
Do you do that when you meet...
Everyone.
So when you meet any celebrity...
Any celebrity.
Who'd you last meet? What are the last three celebrities you've met?
My Rolodex is thick. Pull up Taylor Swift lyrics. Okay. The last celebrity I met?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the last one I hung out with was John Stamos. Now, John Stamos, you know, did Two Bears?
Yeah.
I would say I was a casual John Stamos fan. I mean, I think most people are. Like, you know, you know his body of work.
Like, yeah.
Dude, you would think I started the John Stamos fan club when I met him.
Really?
First of all, he's gorgeous. He's fucking gorgeous. His hair is real. He does not dye it. He doesn't dye it. His fucking face is perfect. Everything about him. He had good looking shoes. Sometimes those guys wear dorky shoes.
Yeah.
Because they're really, I mean, love John Stamos. But really, ultimately, at heart, he's a little bit of a nerd. He's just a really good-looking Greek nerd.
Yeah.
No. Don't let me know what song it is. You pull up a Taylor Swift song, and I will sing it perfectly.
Okay.
But you'd think, like, I just have that thing about me that when I see a celebrity, I don't know, I'm still impressed by it.
Wait. There's one thing if you're, like, at a function, an event, or a party, and they're like, here's so-and-so. But do you see celebrities on the street, like in L.A., and walk up and go like, hey, like, do you do that?
Uh-uh.
No, it's just got to, you got to be introduced.
No, I'm so sorry. I think I misunderstood the question. Yes.
Oh, yes, you do.
If I see
who have you accosted in recent memory? Like, who have you gone up to?
Well, I hung out with a bunch of the Bucks.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield was the last one I accosted.
But you would have been kind of introduced in a way, right? Where were they though?
I was on the sidelines. He did not know who I was.
Okay.
I thought he might have. He absolutely didn't.
And what'd you do?
First thing, I looked at his ass. His ass is awesome. He's got a trunk on it. Baker Mayfield's ass fucking does it.
Really?
I bet I could pick him out of an ass lineup.
Really?
Dude, that's the thing about those fucking powerful athletes is their asses are fucking solid.
Yeah.
I don't have a Baker Mayfield ass.
You know who had the craziest ass?
Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee has like
a punter. I mean, come
BBL.
On. Yeah, yeah.
Pat McAfee's that. Pat McAfee's taking over ESPN. He wants our smoke too. He can get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, why don't we do a college game day? A Two Bears college game day. Go head to head. Do a side stage to the NFL, and we'll just talk louder.
Yeah, but I'm sure. Yeah, we could definitely do that.
Everyone's coming after Pat McAfee too.
Yeah, they are. The old guard. People who are like, this guy's too. He's the most fun thing that's happened to that.
Dig your grave, motherfuckers. You're gone. It's McAfee time, and my watch is set to Pat. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's the best.
I love him because, you know, he's got the thing that I don't have, that like grounded in reality assessment of skills. Mm-hmm. And so when you say things to him, like I could kick a 45-year-old field goal.
45-year-old?
I could kick a 45-year-old easier than a 45-year-old hard field goal. He's like, you can't do it. You can't do it. I love that energy.
How far of a field goal do you think you could kick?
Oh, I've tried at University of Nebraska. I bathed in a 35-yard field goal. I could not get it done.
You couldn't do it? How many times did you try?
100.
What's the closest? What yardage could you do? Did you try it closer?
I could do at the field goal line. At the goal line. At the goal line, I'm almost solid. But all that, you watch them and it doesn't look that hard. And then when you see it done, you're like, oh, this is fucking different.
Yeah.
That's what I like about Pat McAfee. What I like about him, let's celebrate Pat McAfee before we trash the Kelce brothers.
Okay.
We're coming after these motherfuckers.
Oh, shit.
I would like to do, here's what I'd like to do.
Wish we had meetings before the show. Go ahead.
Why?
Nothing. Keep going.
I would love. What were we doing?
We were talking about
McAfee.
McAfee, you were going to celebrate
him. Here's what I love
him.
About him.
Yeah.
He's a fan of the game, right? Like, he's a fan of football.
He loves it.
He's a football fan. That's what makes him so impressive. What puts him a step above, but keeps him relatable, is that he was a punter.
Yeah.
So he was in the locker room. He knew the jargon. He was the fun guy, but he was never the guy that, like, everyone rushed to at the end of the game. You know, no one's like, dude, your punt saved the game.
Yeah.
So he was an outsider, like all comics. He was an outsider. Like, we were in high school and college, always felt like you were on the outside looking in, which is what makes a great comic. He was an outsider in the locker room, so he has his insights, and then he brings them into his show. So you get this insider's knowledge, but with a relief of relatability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he knows how great these dudes are. A reverence. I won't slam the old guard. I don't even know who the old guard is who's slamming him. But I will say, a lot of them never played the game, or they played the game at a star's level.
Yeah.
When you play at a star's level, everything's unrelatable. You start calling people on shit that's really fucking hard to do. McAfee will only call you on shit you should be called on. You know?
Yeah.
Like Shannon Sharp, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer. By the way, great broadcaster. Hall of Famer. Booger McFarland. Hall of Famer. These are all like Hall of Famers. That's what's approachable about Pat. He's one of us.
Mm.
He got arrested for a fucking jumping into a river.
Very drunk. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking love him.
Yeah. Love him. He's the best. He brings enthusiasm and energy and fun into what the broadcasting of college football has, like, they live in this kind of stale, you know, it's very repetitive. It's very redundant. It's the kind of thing where you kind of just know what's going to be said. And like the profile pieces are like, you know, it's the same one they've been doing for a decade. And then you bring a guy on to the show, like into the team, that adds this energy and this fun element that makes them like really exciting to watch again. So yeah. And of course he's also an insider too, because
he's an insider.
He's been on the team. He's played the game. Like, he knows.
And by the way, I would argue retired at the top of his when he was at his height.
What he's done is, I mean, I remember when he retired and he did like a joke, like promo. Like, here's what I'm gonna do, and I was like, this is very funny, but this guy is out of his fucking mind that he thinks like this is gonna work out. I thought he was crazy. I'm like,
secret time. I thought I was talking to a lunatic as well.
Yeah.
When I first went to his compound, I thought, how quickly is he going to run through this punter's salary?
Yeah.
It was a big compound.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like paired up with Barstool. I was like, this isn't going to last long.
It's amazing what he's done. The whole team that they've put together. It's incredible what they've done.
Can I tell you what made him great about then? And I don't even know if then still exists for him. I think right now he's so sports. But what was great about Pat's show when he was just like a podcaster is that he still was a fan. That's what makes him beautiful, is that he's a fan of shit. He gets into shit.
Yeah.
He digs it. I'd go on and he'd be like, on the podcast, tell me about Rogan. You know, like that. This is before people were doing that. He was in the, tell me about Tom. I want to know about this. Like, he was just a fucking fan. And that's why he translates so well. Here's the deal. A lot of those guys aren't fucking fans. It's a paycheck to them.
Right.
It's like, can I tell you? Bring back Warren Sapp.
Such a great broadcaster.
The best.
Yeah.
The fucking best.
He does this thing, and he does like a very just thrown together version of it, which I love. Like, as a football fan, I love.
Yeah.
Which is, he'll put on game tape, right? With, and he has like the rewind play pause thing that like that when you're reviewing tape you have, it's like, it's, you know, it goes like two steps back, and he'll break down how somebody fucked up. You know, he calls him out. He's like, I'm just straight up calling like 61. I don't know what the fuck this is. Like, and if you're just watching the game, you know, you might be just following the ball and be like, ah, whatever. And then he shows you like how this guy's technique was trash. This guy gave zero effort. He's like, what is this shit? And he's just like, I don't even know who this is, but I'm just calling it out. And the way that he breaks it down, you're seeing a Hall of Famer, like, tell you what should have happened. You're like, oh, like, you, all of a sudden you go, oh, I'm learning something about the game that I would have missed.
Yeah.
You know, that is fun as shit.
That's fun as shit. Can I tell you, I would love to see Randy Moss still playing.
Still?
He is. Man, I got into a Randy Moss thread, right? Like, uh-huh. Just randomly. We just both made sizzle reels, right? For a thing.
Yeah.
We made sizzle reels. My sizzle reel of my comedy, and doing it 25 years, doesn't hold a candle to his highlight reel.
To Randy Moss's highlight reel? Yeah, it's pretty great.
Dude.
Do you ever think back? Sometimes I've always wanted to ask him this thing just because I'm a fan.
I'll ask him.
How crazy it would have been if he didn't pop for weed at FSU.
Dude, I'm so...
He's on the team photo.
Yeah.
He's in the team photo. Because he was there for that, and then they, you know, they had to boot him because of the fucking stupid weed rules. So he went to Marshall, and he made like, you're watching this, and you're like, what is this, a fucking high school game?
Who did he play with? Who was his quarterback? Steve McNair or someone?
At where?
At Marshall. He had a quarterback who was a gangster too. His quarterback got drafted and played too.
I don't know. You're thinking more clearly than me. I can't remember who it was. Who was the quarterback at Marshall? Chad Pennington. You're right. He did play.
Yeah, he played with Chad Pennington, and they fucking both went. He is a fucking real gangster.
Yeah. Yeah. Chad was with the Jets. I remember forever? No, for the most of the time, though.
I heard an interview where who's White Chocolate? Went to high school with Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Dude, they played
basketball together.
Can you find that commercial, the Nike commercial of fucking, this is one of the coolest commercials that's ever been made.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Randy Moss commercial.
Yeah, with Jason Williams.
Jason Williams. Type Jason Williams. Dude, Jason Williams. Did you see the interview? He just, God damn it. Look at that.
Yeah. That's them as kids, dude.
Yeah. Can you imagine how fun these high school games would have been to watch?
Look.
Look at them.
Teammates. He's just like, boom. Here you go.
Boom.
Yep. Yeah, they're West Virginia boys.
Yeah.
They both have that crazy drawl when they speak, you know? You can totally
hear Jason Williams, Virginia. I saw an interview with him where he said they was going to play a pickup game with his agent and a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Jason Williams, 50 years old.
Yeah.
And he said, we'll spot you 70. And at one point, he was acing them so bad, he starting shooting baskets for the other team.
I've seen this. It's the most disrespectful thing I've ever heard anybody say. He and his team were up by 86, he said. 86 in a basketball game. And so then they start scoring against themselves. And at a certain point, the guys they're playing against,
yes,
start to get pissed, obviously, because he's draining. He's like, I'm helping you out.
This is what brings me back to the Kelce brothers.
It's fucking
we
wild.
We can't do what you do. How dare you do two Bay Areas better than us? How dare you do a better podcast than us? We got to show them our fucking strength, Tom.
Okay.
They need to respect us.
They do.
What do we do? How do we take these guys just back to our eye level? Just so they realize.
One of us get on a plane to Philly. One of us goes to Kansas City and we just fucking have a real one-on-one, two-on-two.
How much bigger is Jason than me?
He might have a...
Is he, what, 6'1"?
Let's
see. How big is Jason Kelce? 0.63, okay. Full head of hair.
6'3", got
great
the big
eyebrows.
Beard. How about
great
weight?
Fucking
let's
eyebrows.
See if he's got any weight on you.
282?
Ain't no way Jason Kelsey's 282.
Jason Kelce, 282.
No, he's more than that. That's a friendly weight.
All right, let's think of a way, a friendly challenge. We'll do it at the Super Bowl. At the Super Bowl. We will
okay,
both
all
be
right.
there.
We'll see you guys in Vegas.
We want both Kelce brothers head to head. Pickleball? No, too easy. It's got to be a broadcast challenge. We got to flex our strength. We got to show him our Randy Moss, Jason Williams highlight reel. We need to go. All right, here we go. I got a better idea.
What's that?
Oh, no, that's not going to work.
Okay. I think Vegas is a good idea.
Vegas, Kelce brothers. Unless you're scared, which I totally get.
Yeah, unless you guys are totally scared. It can't be football related, obviously.
No, or strength related, or attractive related, or
speed.
Hair related. It can't be anything.
Nothing like that.
Nothing you'd ever measure a man by.
No,
just
exactly.
Just something you'd measure, like in a weird apocalypse, what's a skill set you'd need?
Huh.
It's got to be broadcast related. Here's the deal.
Okay.
Okay? It's got to be two bears versus, what is theirs called? Two studs? Two studs, one swift.
I think it's called KKK or something like that.
Is it the KKK podcast?
Yeah, the Triple K podcast. New Heights.
New Heights with Jason and Travis Kelce.
Okay.
New Heights with Jason and Travis. Maybe we'll have our moms fight their mom.
Good, that's good. That's fair. It's a fair fight. And she made two professional athletes. So it's both of our moms versus your mom. She's got stronger genes for sure. Let's have three women in their 70s fight. It's a great idea. I think she'd beat the shit out of our moms.
My mom would be like, I can't find my glasses.
My mom would be dead immediately. There's my mom.
Okay. Back to the drawing board. We have to. It's got to be a skill set. It's got to be a podcasting skill set. Here's what we're going to do, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about, this is it, Kelce Brothers, I hope you're interested. We're going to go podcast to podcast, okay? It's going to be a setup wide shot, then you set up a wide shot.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about hot button podcasting topics. The hottest topics out there. Jeffrey Epstein.
And then Jason will be like, oh, you mean my dating life?
Fuck.
Yeah.
He's really dropping the ball.
Some insight for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was going to say we talk about vac. No, he got vaccinated, right?
I don't
know. Is he the guy that did the commercial?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, can't be doing vaccinations. Fuck. How do we compare to these guys? We spend money quicker than they do.
Yeah, we're not thinking about our future.
We can't do famous friends. They're going to destroy us. What about a blind taste test? We each have sex with the same prostitute.
Oh, Jesus.
In the dark, and she's got to say who's the best. We run trains on them. Me and you run a train on one prostitute. Come on, Tom, think.
I'm thinking. I mean,
this is our strength.
Incestuous.
I guarantee you, if they had this on their podcast, they already have a fucking answer. It doesn't help that they're goddamn superstars.
Well, you got us into this.
Help me get out of it.
Okay.
How can we take these guys down?
How can we take them down?
These motherfuckers.
Can they read?
They don't need to.
They don't need to, but.
They don't need to read to be an offensive lineman.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know if they can.
I bet we can talk trash.
They went to fucking Cincinnati.
Born in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I was born there. Shit. Fuck, we keep.
It's almost like they watch Two Bears and they're like, I think we could easily do this.
Yeah.
We both are from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Oh.
Something fart related.
What if we broadcast? Oh, fuck. What if we broadcast on woke topics?
Mm.
Like we take a woke topic and we see who gets busted first, like pronouns. Okay. We'll get a bunch of like LGBTQ
plus
trans people, and we'll all interview them and see who.
You know what they would do?
They're gonna fucking win.
They would wear fucking rainbow jerseys and be like, "Everyone's welcome in at our games." And then those people would be like, "Oh, thanks." And they're like, "How about you guys?" We'd be like, "Fucking Zimzer, my nuts." And then they'd be like, "We like the Kelseys."
All right. What about black guys?
What are we gonna do?
Who black people like more, the Kelce brothers or me and you? It's me and you.
No.
Oh, wait. You're right. They work with black guys.
Yeah. More than we got. One. Yeah.
Fuck. Hey, Annie. Who would you pick?
You guys are the Kelce brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pick you guys.
Hey.
Like, if they offered you a job right now and said, hey, do you think we make more money than they do?
I don't know, man.
How much? Type in net worth, Kelce.
Well, they both have public contracts.
Oh, I bet we could raise more money for charity than they could.
That's a fun one.
Fuck yes. I told you it was going to show up.
Yeah, it did. It showed up. That's what it is. Okay, he signed a four-year, $57 million contract.
Okay, get that off the screen. Okay, they make more money than we do, okay, too.
And then what about Jason? Because he signed a contract, too.
Oh, his is like the ridiculous one that was like...
Wait, same? What?
He makes $14 million a year. Okay, let's do charities. Who can raise more money for charity? I guarantee you we could smoke them. I guarantee you we can smoke them. But, and here's the key, they pick our charity, we pick their charity.
No, but don't forget.
What? Oh, okay.
Don't forget.
Get Taylor Swift out of this.
Well, that's the thing, though.
There's okay.
When Travis goes, hey, my charity, he gets that Swifty bump. It's hard to compete with.
Okay. Lady Gaga.
What about her?
Secret Time?
Yeah.
There's a lot of female artists out there that are a little jealous of Taylor Swift's tour.
So we
Beyonce.
We hit them up.
Lady Gaga. Yes.
How are we going to hit them up?
Once the war starts and Taylor comes out on their side.
Yeah. We get Beyonce.
Yeah, we just go Beyonce. Yo.
Yo.
Okay, it would be great.
Do we just tag? We tag her in a story?
We start hang. We get, dude, the Beehive is way stronger than Swifties.
Those are fighting fucking words, and I like it.
I like it, too.
I like it.
We're going to get the Beehive on our team.
Okay.
They can get the Swifties,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to raise way more money than that. We're so much more creative in ideas to get money.
Mm.
They just use their bodies to get money.
Yeah, they're going
to
be like, good. Snap the ball. Snap the ball for good. And then, you know.
Like,
catch. Catch. Run. More money for touchdowns. And then that's like all they got.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, give me, what is, we'll learn impressions of them.
Yeah.
Dude, this is going to be better than Tipper Canoe and Tyler too. We're talking old school mudslinging.
Yeah.
Old school mudslinging.
You got it.
And the charity reveals itself at the Super Bowl. Who raised more? We do it all January.
Okay.
and we raise money, our podcast versus their podcast. We get it on GoFundMe. We fucking slaughter those dudes. Because here's the end of the day, Tom.
Yeah.
We'll throw our own money in.
Yeah, of course.
But also, do you think they're willing to do that? Do you think they're willing to lose a fruitless war?
Who knows, man?
Vietnam. Here's the thing.
They're fucking competitive. Those are competitive guys. So if you make it a real competition, you're going to get the best of them.
I bet we can get to Pat McAfee on our side.
Oh, yeah.
See, you got to remember, we can fan out thick. Like, the people we can bring in.
Also, oh, yeah. You know what we should do?
What?
We hit up the teams, players on the teams that hate them the most. Dude. Right? So, what's his name? Jason plays for the Eagles. We hit up some Cowboys. Hit up Dak, right? And we go,
Jerry Jones.
Fuck.
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones is good for a cool mill.
Easy, bro.
Cool mill.
Hey, man, you want to shit on the Eagles for once?
And then we'll make them raise money for something they don't like.
Yeah.
Like, we'll make them raise money. Look at this. Dude, we got DK Metcalf will throw in fucking loot, right? Baker Mayfield, he already knows how much I love his ass. Mike Evans. We got so many Buccaneers.
We got Micah. We got to hit up Micah Parsons.
I just shit my pants.
Oh, no.
I just shit my pants.
Really?
I just shit my pants.
Oh, fuck.
I just shit my pants. I haven't shit my pants since I lost weight. That's old school.
Is it wet?
I was going to wear these jeans tonight.
And not anymore.
Hold on. Let me check.
Oh, no.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, I shit my pants. No, I didn't shit my pants.
Oh my God, dude.
I thought that was wet. Let me see a piece of tissue real quick.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you think you're going to get this on the Kelsey Brothers High Noon podcast?
Hey. Oh, God. Wait, where's the trash can?
We don't need one. I think we're clean.
Oh. Hold on.
I think we're clean. Yeah, we're clean.
Oh,
clean.
I'm going to throw up. Wait.
We're done. We're totally clean. We're totally clean. We're totally clean. Don't throw up because I'll throw up.
I fucking almost
have to put another. No, it's totally fine. It's totally fine.
Get a trash can. Get a fucking trash can in here.
I didn't shit my pants.
Oh my God. I'm going to be fucking sick.
I didn't shit my pants.
No.
I didn't shit my pants. We're good.
I'm seeing stars.
No.
That was so fucking terrifying.
That was close. That was close. That was where your asshole goes like this. You go. And then he just held it back by. So back to the Kelsey brothers.
Yeah.
Don't you love how close we are?
Yeah. Okay. Fuck, that was rough.
We get them a charity for, what's a charity that the Swifties will not want to donate to?
I like how you're thinking.
Right? That way we don't have to incorporate the beehive.
Oh, there you go. We do incorporate the beehive?
We're still going after the beehive. We want them on our team. The beehive needs to be activated.
Yeah, we got to get them activated.
Do not watch any of our videos from here backwards, beehivers. If you are a beehiver, right now you're our fans too. That's awesome. We're so happy to have you guys.
Yeah, just stay on board.
Please, please, please.
It's
like
you're dating.
Take it like this. You ever date someone with a weird sexual history and you go, I don't even want to know. All I want to know is you're with me right now.
Yeah.
That's how we are.
That's what's important from today forward.
And by the way, we'll go after the Swifties. My daughters. That's my daughter's friends.
You going to go after them?
I'll take their smoke. Will take their smoke. I can take their smoke if you're with it.
Sure.
It's like when you went after pro wrestlers and then I had to fucking DM a couple pro wrestlers and be like, yeah, he's my buddy.
Did you really?
Yeah. I grew up in fucking Florida.
What did they say to you?
they were not, they did not take it kindly.
Yeah, I got some weird messages back then.
Who's the worst group of people to go after? Like,
to attack? So,
okay, you ready? Ready? Let's go head to head armies. QAnon or the Beehive?
Who would you not want to fuck with?
Yeah.
Well, it's a different type of assault that you would feel. The Beehive would come at you and you'd just be bombarded by the volume. The QAnon would
ruin your life.
Yeah, yeah, in a different way.
They'd like take your money.
Yeah, you're fucking, they dox you, show up place. You know what I mean? I think the Beehive thing would just be overwhelming, like online.
You'd be Legion like, of Skanks? Shit.
Or
Beehive.
Who would you not want to fuck with?
Yeah.
I mean the Legion would be funnier.
I think the Beehive went after Trick Daddy.
Trick Daddy?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he, and by the way, I'm friends with Trick. I love T-Double-D. I mean, I love him.
Yeah.
And I actually do not want the smoke he got with them. Because even Trick Daddy, who doesn't give a fuck.
Truly.
And he really, and I don't think he really totally gave a fuck. But the fact that it registered on his radar at all meant for me, it must have been fucking Smokey.
What happened there?
He said, and I'm paraphrasing, mm-hmm. that, and this is how terrified I am of the Beehive, that Beyonce could sing, but she can't sing.
That's what he said?
Yeah, like she can't sing. Mm-hmm. And I guess, I didn't really understand the entire thing. So like I didn't, but we talked about it on our podcast when I did a podcast with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, cause he was, you could tell he was like dealing with the remnants of the Beehive aftermath.
It was old. It's an old thing.
It was old. And he was still, he's brought it up to me twice.
Wow.
And I was like, fuck man. Like I never realized, like I like Beyonce. Mm-hmm. I think she's pretty fucking old. Here we go. She can't sing, but she can't sing.
Okay. The audio clip, which has been circulating online, begins with the Florida rapper discussing different artists before seemingly begins to explain his feelings about Queen Bey. In the audio chat room, Trick Daddy criticizes the H-Town native for a critically acclaimed album, Lemonade, and gets his most controversial take. Beyonce don't write music and barely can sing her motherfucking self. Beyonce.
How do you not appreciate Trick Daddy?
Can't sing. He goes on to say Jay-Z shouldn't be in the conversation of the greatest rapper alive.
Okay, so he was.
Since his initial comments, he doubled down in his statements. That's what I love.
That's why he's T-double-D.
Beyonce is the number one performer I've ever seen besides Michael Jackson and Chris Brown. Can she sing? Yeah, she can't sing. She ain't in my top. Okay. So yeah, he's stuck to it.
He's stuck to it. And by the way, he doesn't like, he's not an online motherfucker.
Yeah.
He went after when, by the way, the things that are in my fucking YouTube algorithm are shocking for anyone else. But like, he went after when Ebro went after Kodak Black. He went after Ebro in a real way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ebro, this is an old interview, but it was when Kodak was going through some court stuff. You know, like,
which time?
The most recent one I'm gathering.
All right.
It was, he looked younger in this video.
Okay.
And Ebro brought it up and then Rosenthal was in there. Rosenthal was actually pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty fucking funny clip.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Kodak Black, who did not find it funny. And he said something that I say all the time, say less. He goes, Ebro was like, well, then this interview's over. And Kodak Black says, say less. And walked out. But like a lot of people came after. Joe Budden came after. I think Joe Budden did.
Who?
Okay, there's another guy. I would never want to smoke from his fans. Okay. Joe Budden fans. Joe Budden does not give a fuck. Do you think he knows who we are?
No idea.
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not.
Died it very highly. He's great on podcasts.
Yeah, there's some people that
but
are.
But he doesn't give a fuck about, he'll say what he thinks. I curb my opinion based on my career. Like there's things that I sincerely regret saying out loud.
Really?
Oh yeah, that Reese Witherspoon's boyfriend should have hit her. Like, or not hit her, but you know what I mean. Remember that?
Checked her?
Yeah, whatever. I forget what I said. I forget what I said. And Reese, I'm already sorry already. Like I forget. There's so many things I've said. Like I think there's a time we went after Dax Shepard. I don't totally remember.
Really?
I think we did. I think it was like the same way we're doing it with Kelsey, the brothers. but it was like fun. But then maybe, I don't know. I don't fucking remember. But I like Dax Shepard.
I don't think that registered to him. Did it?
No.
I don't think it registered.
No, he follows me on Instagram.
I met him a few weeks ago.
Tall? Yeah.
Like normal height,
good
I think.
Good skin?
Sure. Jacked.
Hair?
Good hair. Jacked.
Jacked.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a pretty bad motherfucker.
He was fucking
He got fucking heat from the trans community. What are you? Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Beehive or trans community?
Oh, Jesus. That's a good one.
That's a fucking head-to-head battle.
Who do you want to smoke from?
Why aren't these the next versus battles where like a trans person goes head to head with like the Beehive?
Yeah.
And you watch them online and you see who wins.
I think the Beehive would really come after you in a even more aggressive way, actually. I would give it to them.
Okay. Beehive over trans.
I think so.
Trans over Swifties? Easy.
Trans?
Yeah. I take trans.
Yeah, trans probably.
Okay, trans over wrestlers.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, as somebody who got it from the wrestlers.
You know what my next one's going to be.
I'd sign up for that over the trans.
Can I get a bleep on this next one?
Sure.
Trans versus
Who would I rather get it from? You know. They can't really figure out what's going on. So I would take it. I would take that.
Okay.
You know what they did?
Yeah. What?
We might have to bleep this too.
No, just bleep the words, but keep the thing in.
They came to one of my shows outside. They gathered outside. And they gave everybody in line a card.
They were going to say hot dog.
They gave everybody a card. Like,
oh. Yeah. For real?
Yeah, like a Hallmark card. And they said this card was written by one of us.
So wrote them themselves?
Well, I'm sure they had some help, but yeah.
We gotta edit this. Yeah, is horrible.
This is horrible.
This is horrible.
Guys,
you gotta know, just bleep everything we're saying in here. And then if you want our Patreon, why don't we have a Patreon?
I don't know. We've never.
What we should do is a Patreon, and we'll release the first 5 minutes of this podcast where we talk shit about other comics.
Oh, that would do.
And we keep all this shit in. Okay, so what would you rather do? Ready? This is a good one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Beehive versus vaccinators.
Oof.
Because Beehive, we're saying Beehive is probably top right now, right?
Yeah, I think as a group, you don't want to really, you know, they would ruin your shit.
They do. Okay,
I think so.
So who are you going to take? Vaccinators? When we're talking about all our friends that are wearing masks and posting videos,
that's an aggressive bunch to online. That'd be one of the worst. You could probably. Yeah.
They've
ruined people's lives.
They've ruined people's lives.
Yeah, yeah.
They've ruined people's lives. Who are you taking?
That's the thing. I think in that situation, they might be the most aggressive of all.
Okay.
I think that's a good one. Who do you think?
So you gotta imagine. So they go head to head, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing with the vaxxers is that they will no longer like something if you don't believe what they believe. So if there is a vaxxers fan who's a Beyonce fan, but finds out that Beyonce's fans are anti-vax, then I don't know how they do this, but they'll start hating Beyonce for real. They'll hate her.
Yeah.
Whereas the Beehive fans will get vaccinated and not get vaccinated.
Yeah.
So then they'll be split amongst each other.
Right.
And they'll start inner fighting. Well, it's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
God, man, these matchups should be done.
Mm.
It would be, you know, that's the crazy thing is
what about YMH fans? We didn't throw them in there.
YMH fans versus who? Oh, how about YMH versus Legions of Skanks?
Mm.
Because I think they actually are two different circles.
Maybe.
I mean, I think there's some concentric circles, but here's the thing. If you're a Legion of Skanks fan, you're a ride or die. Well, because you guys are free speech, but like they're like ride or die. Free speech that no one's standing up for.
Right.
Like, they're the one, they're like, yeah, the thing that you now hate to death, that's what we support.
Right.
Like, because they're like, they're diehard comedy fans, diehard freedom of speech fans, diehard comedy fans, like, and comedy in a different sense. Like, some of the things that Legion of Skanks has done, as Jay will tell me them, I will start laughing as in, that can't be done. And he's like, no, we did it. And we'd gotten a lot of trouble. And I think one of the ones was crazy and they had to apologize.
Really?
I think they did. I think even they were like, okay, that was too far.
So they go for it. That's the thing.
Dude.
Lewis goes for it.
So who do you think? I think YMH could take Legion of Skanks.
I don't know. I mean, we probably...
But here's the thing about YMH fans.
Here's the thing. They like to go... The YMH fans, they like... Here's the joke. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
Like, this is a joke. Like, it's not like, take this down.
Okay. Okay. Legion of Skanks fans are stand on the hill and we die on this hill fans.
Yeah.
YMH fans are like sniper at the hill.
Yeah.
And then if, like, punch in the dark fans, like, they love when someone doesn't get the joke.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just get the joke. That's what they love.
That's true.
Legion of Skanks fans are like, oh no, shirts off. We're fucking going after it.
Yeah.
And if you don't
It'd
get
it. It'd be really funny to have YMH fans do like, not like, I don't mean go after, but like do their thing to like Taylor Swift or Beyonce. Where like you have, fan base is going like.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
What?
We started that war.
We did?
YMH fan is a concentric circle with the Beehive.
Okay.
Who is. Off left from the Swifties,
yeah,
and the Chiefs and the Eagles. Oh, we're going against the Eagles fans.
That's a rough fan base.
Eagle fan base is as scary as the vaxxers.
Yeah, I agree.
Eagles fan base is possibly the Philly fans. Is there a scarier set of fans in the country? You let alone in the world.
In the world, yes, because nothing compares
to Man United.
To, like, I would say the hooligans and also South American, European soccer fans make our fucking fans look like we're just fucking at a kid's game. It's not the same.
Yeah.
They're way, way, way crazier.
Really?
Yes, dude. They're way crazier. The Spanish soccer fans, it makes it look like a joke. It really does. It's like religion. It's so devout. It's another level.
That is okay.
It's like you have to separate U.S. fan bases for the rest of the world.
So if you could team up two fan bases,
mm-hmm.
Now I'm getting back for this charity thing because I think this is important.
I think so too.
We need to get our concentric circles: the Beehive, YMH. We someone goes on Legion of Skanks, we get their fans involved, all for this charity thing, and we're all going after the Kelseys. By the way, this is all in good fun. What are the Kelsey fans called? Just fucking people that like good shit?
No. Kelsey so fans or
Kelsey fans or Eagles fans? They're sports fans.
They're sports fans.
Sports fans are fucking lunatics too.
Yeah.
Sports fans are pretty fucking fanatical. That's why we need Pat McAfee on our team.
Yeah, we got to get Pat.
We get Pat.
But see, he's got the brotherhood. He's former player. You don't
Call
think so?
Him right now.
Call him. See if he'll jump on our squad. It'd be really nice to have that support.
Yep.
If we got the McAfee support, it's a big deal.
Pat McAfee on FaceTime. Please be taking a shit.
So aggressive.
God damn it. He's not going to answer. Bro.
What?
I got a secret weapon.
What is it?
Barstool fans.
Okay.
Barstool. We get Barstool. Fucking Pat McAfee's already on their team, I bet. I bet he's getting a call from Jason and Kelsey.
If everybody makes their big calls.
Let's polarize the fucking world. Let's make Republicans and Democrats look like fucking Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. And let's polarize fan bases. All for a good cause.
Oh.
And by the way, I'm ready for the smoke. Okay?
Okay.
I'm ready for the smoke. It's going to come our way. We're going to get hammered. All the month of January, it's going to be fucking tough. It's going to be thick.
We should, you know what we got to do?
Go to different country?
No, we got to get on the basketball podcast to talk shit.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Shit.
Because they're going to have the football shit locked down.
The basketball, you're right.
You know, we'll go on that. What's that? All the smoke.
All the smoke, yeah. There's the Barstool one with God damn it, what's the name? And what's his name? This fucking great basketball podcasts are great. We're on a murder podcast.
Yeah.
We will do the rounds to raise money.
Hello, JRE.
Oh, we won. What the fuck are we talking about? Can't believe we were playing fucking hide and go seek with a blind guy.
I know. What are we talking about here?
Dude. Rogan fucking down. Knows nothing about football.
Nothing. Not interested either.
Zero. And all we got to do is show him Travis Kelce getting the jab. Hey, Joe, what team do you want to be on? The guy who reads the information or the guy who just trusts Big Pharma?
Yeah.
We won.
There you go.
Oh, I don't even think we need to do it anymore.
It's over?
Oh, it's over. It was fun playing with you guys.
We beat you.
Finally. That's right. We beat you because we're friends with Joe Rogan. So the story of our careers. We didn't have to try out for a team. We got picked. Our dad owns league. We didn't do anything during this.
It's like those F1 drivers who like their dads just buy the race team. It's hilarious. What you were saying?
No.
What?
That was a fun game.
It was fun. We're still gonna do this, dude.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Jason's coming to my show in Pat McAfee, baby.
Okay.
The fucking goat. Let me tell you something, Pat. I'm here with Big Tommy Buns.
What's up, man?
Tommy, baby.
How you doing?
What's going on?
No, listen, we know we're slumming it doing a podcast because you are big. Fuck, you own ESPN these days.
We know.
No. I'm trying to get like you boys. Oh. I don't have a fucking feature film about my life in Russia.
Oh, number one on Netflix for 3 weeks. Hey, Pat.
I was one of the watchers.
Oh, thank you. That was three. So, Pat, hey, first of all, you're going to love this episode. You get your flowers big time in it.
Yeah, we really praised you, man.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
We want to know something. We want to know something, though.
I love you guys. Don't do that.
We need something, though, Pat. Pat, we want to know. You're going to have to pick a team.
We're going head to head with the fucking Kelce brothers, and we need you to pick a side.
Yeah. Are you going to be like, oh, I'm an NFL alum, or are you going to be a fucking man?
Tom, I mean, the way you phrased that was certainly a little aggressive. It felt like, what is this about? What is this? What are we?
Why don't you flip it around and tell them?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the deal. These guys watch a couple episodes of Two Bears, think they can do it better, right? They've got all the fucking money. They've got all the hot chicks. And Tom and I are like, you're coming after our fucking throne. You want the smoke, you got the smoke. I already do like a 35 calorie on an assault bike. I don't know what they can do. So we're going head to head. We're going to go see which podcast can raise the most money for charity. They've got the Swifties. We're getting the beehive behind us. And if we get a guy like Pat McAfee, who owns the dialogue of you. Professional sports fans. We fucking own these two baggers.
You going to be on the Two Bears squad?
All right, I'm on your team.
That's all we wanted to hear. Guess what? About. Rogan's on our team too. We haven't asked him, but we already know he is because old fucking Travis got the jab. So we're in, baby.
Yeah, hell yeah. And also, I don't know what you guys are doing. You're going to win, though.
Fuck yeah.
By the way, we have the beehive, but we don't have any connection to Beyonce. So just making that clear, too.
I was very impressed by you guys getting Beyonce's crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude,
yeah,
we got QAnon. We got Legion of Skanks. We got the trans community. We got everyone, buddy.
Oh, that's good. Washington Post is going to write another article about me teaming up with QAnon and you guys. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Pat.
I love you, Pat.
Love you, buddy. We got McAfee.
We got McAfee. Gentlemen, we can play the game, but we already know the score. So.
And we got Jerry Jones.
And we got Jerry Jones. Holy shit. We got fucking oil money, gentlemen. Yeah, dude. Ooh, who's there gonna be? What's the name of that movie? Where's the blood? Where's their blood?
Will there be blood?
Will there be blood?
Will there be blood? Is there blood?
There's blood.
There is so much blood.
There's
so much blood.
We're fucking covered in blood. We look like a Chiefs jersey.
Yep. You're going down, KKK. The Klansmen. That's what their fan base is called. They're Klansmen.
Guys, do not write that in their comment.
No, don't write that. Don't write that. I think that's already over. That's done. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Maybe stop being fun about it a second ago.
Oh, man. All Taylor Swift has to do is go go out on stage and just go, fuck Tom, fuck Bert.
Yeah, that's not really her style.
I said, well, I'm just a girl in a pickup truck. Listen to two bears in one cave. Don't like those two small white boys. Think they misbehave.
There you go.
Think I'm singing Miley Cyrus song right now. Okay. Miley Cyrus. She's friends with Joe.
Really?
That's bad. We should probably ask Joe if we could just go through his Rolodex.
Yeah.
We get Elon. Joe's Rolodex is thick. He should go to war with someone.
That'd be cool.
Who you think could beat JRE? Vaxxers? Nope.
No.
Trans? Nope. Beehive? Swifties? Are the only thing, this is a crazy conversation I have about a friend of ours.
Yeah, but.
He, is Joe Rogan bigger than Taylor Swift?
Well, I mean.
It's crazy.
It's not the same kind of comparison though.
We can find out.
No,
Taylor's massive.
She's massive, dude. Yeah.
How do you think, what?
Taylor's the biggest pop star in the world. She broke Ticketmaster.
She broke Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster. Like, she does.
She is so
multiple nights
good.
In stadiums. Like, stadiums sell out. Boop, boop, like, in 2 seconds.
How do you date a chick like that?
What, like, do you mean?
Like, respectfully. And I mean this respectfully to our wives. They're talented.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not, like, touch a microphone talented. Uh-huh. Taylor Swift just kind of has an idea, and it's a fucking platinum album.
Yeah.
You put Taylor Swift in a room, and she could make the gross national product equivalent of money of a country. If you put her in a room, think of that talent. If you put her in a room with a guitar or piano or just a cymbal, she could come up with enough money to support an economy of a fucking small city. Easy.
Yeah, true.
How do you date that? How do you date that? When she says, let's get pizza, you go, you've been right every time you've ever, anything's coming out of your mouth, everyone agrees, so.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you date that? When we date, like, mediocre chicks, when we marry mediocre, Jesus Christ, Rogan has 18 million on Instagram, Taylor Swift has 276 million fans.
That's a lot.
And those aren't those are like ride or dies.
Yeah, they're diehards.
What's Beyonce got? I wonder why I bet Swifties and Beehive is concentric circles. It's just people into good music. And we're trying to polarize two teams for ourselves.
What we got? Beyonce, 318 million.
I'll take the Beehive.
How about, I didn't think about it. How about Lionel Messi?
Oh, fuck.
492 million.
Oh, we need a soccer player.
Che, boludo. I mean, how old?
Messi's the white guy that speaks Spanish?
Well, he's Argentine, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a whole fucking economy.
When we get him in our pocket, you know what our catchphrase is going to be?
What's it going
to
be?
It's about to get messy.
Ooh.
I bet he'd probably understand the Kelce brothers quicker, being a high elite athlete.
Uh-huh.
I bet he probably looks at us and goes, one guy speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
Cool. What about that other guy? And then he'd be like, oh, he has Hitler's teacup? My family came from there. By the way, that's a joke to all the Messi fans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's Argentina. That's where they went, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good places to hide there.
It's crazy. I watched a documentary on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I think this one's in the books. And all the Kelce brothers have to do now is accept the challenge.
Accept it.
Accept the challenge. Head to head. Head to head.
Yeah.
See who can raise the most money for charity. We pick each other's charity. That's where the brain comes in. So we're going to pick a charity you're not going to totally want to raise money for. However, it is a charity, and they need it.
They need it.
And then you can pick our charity. And here's the other thing. We are burn it to the ground motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to have to, are the court of public opinion. So like, they're like, people respect them.
Yeah, totally.
And
yeah.
So they have communities to uphold.
Yeah.
They have lots of people on their team. We got me and you and those dudes.
Yeah.
So we, what's the best charity to make them raise money for?
Well, I mean, we should pick a really good charity.
Hamas. Is that a charity or a team?
Mm-mm. Yeah. I think that would.
That would make it real.
Yeah. But then it'd be weird when you go, we won. Here's $11 million going to Hamas. I think it would kind of bring the mood down a little bit and be like, we won. Yay. I don't think that's what we want. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, guys, these are all brainstorm sessions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we do like World Central Kitchen or something, you know?
Fuck's that?
That's where they feed people where disasters have happened. You don't want to do that?
No.
Why? You want to give it to a terrorist organization? That's what you think a fun thing would be?
You raise up money for North Korea.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Starlight Children's Foundation, maybe? No?
I'm drooling. Oh.
Proud Brothers? So you Proud Boys? Proud Boys? What are you gonna do?
Oh my God. Fuck. Why don't they raise money for the Republican Party?
Okay.
Which I bet they're probably like, part of them is like, all right, it's not that bad, but we can't say it out loud.
Right.
And then we'll raise money for Bernie Sanders.
Just him specifically?
Is he still in it?
I don't think he's running.
Oh, he'll start once we raise fucking $11 million for him.
Oh my God, it will be an election year. So if we just get behind a campaign, but then it's just, it's so stupid. No, but it has to be somebody there's always like the person who's like fifth on the ballot. You're like, who the fuck is this? And they get like 1,000 votes. You got to raise money for that candidate.
No, let's change the world. Let's change the world slowly and get a fifth party candidate to win.
You could get on the ballot. What if we raise it for you and you run for president? You have to go through the paperwork. It's supposed to be, I mean, you're not.
Like, I'm going to do it?
No. But I mean, we'd have to get somebody to like actually do the work.
Yeah. I'll run for president.
We raise money for your campaign?
Yeah, that's it. You guys have to raise money for my campaign to be president. And then we'll raise money for whoever you really want to be president. I'd be great at the Beehive's. Like, he's got some good points.
Yeah. You'd be an awesome president.
I would be an awesome president.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look at Leanne the entire night tonight and go, why can't you be Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
That's like crazy. That's crazy.
Mm. What car is Taylor Swift?
What car is Taylor Swift?
I don't know.
Past episodes, guys, gets into the brothers. We talked about what cars our wives are.
Yeah.
Leanne's a Bronco and Taylor and
Christina's an SL500 from 98. Ooh.
Oh, that was a close one.
That sounded like a dart.
Taylor Swift is I don't know. That's interesting. What kind of car is Taylor Swift?
I think she's a classic.
She's a classic, but she is a classic. But and I'm only saying this because I think that I wonder, we're going to get to know the Kelce brothers better after this and we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if she's, and I mean this in like, not in a sexual way, but like, I wonder if she's easy to drive, right? Like, yeah. I wonder what it's like hanging out with a superstar. Like, I wonder what it's like. I imagine she's pretty regular because it seems like she grew up pretty regular.
Seems like it. Sure does.
But still, it's like, I'm difficult to be around. And I'm not her. Maybe that's why I'm difficult to be around, or maybe that's why I'm not her. But like, I wonder, like, if because like I was gonna say McLaren, right? Because everyone, I mean, if you show up at fucking valet, everyone fucking looks. Yeah. If you walk into a bar with Taylor Swift, everyone fucking looks.
Sure.
But you can't be like, yo, just hop in it and park it over there. It's a little tough to drive. Like, it's complicated.
Yeah.
As soon as you see it, you're like, holy fucking shit. No, I don't know. She'd have to be a classic. Like, what would Whitney? What kind of car would Whitney Houston be?
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston's a fucking classic.
That's true.
Like the top five classic, top five female artists that will go down in history. Okay, and just do the ones we know. Like you could obviously go Etta James and stuff like that, which are like the fucking goats of goats, right? But let's just do the ones we know, starting Whitney Houston forward. Because Whitney Houston's got to be in there, right?
Whitney Houston's definitely in there.
I'm going to name names.
Okay.
Whitney Houston, Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn.
Dolly's pretty amazing.
June Carter.
Yeah. Nina Simone.
Nina Simone. Erykah Badu.
Amazing.
Lauryn Hill. Mm-hmm. Beyonce.
Sure.
Jennifer Lopez. I fucking love the Beneflex memes.
The Ben Affleck memes,
like the one when they the sad Ben memes.
Oh, the sad smoking one.
I love them so much. I love that they. I love them. I know he probably hates them, but they make. I giggle at them every time
because everyone knows that sentiment. That's why it's just
everyone
such, it's
gets
so,
that. Like,
yeah, that one that registers. Yeah, to everybody. Everybody knows what that exactly what that feels like.
What do you got? Put Mariah Carey in there, right?
Yeah,
you'd Mariah have to put, Carey.
Yeah, we're way over five, though, right?
Yeah. But no, but look, who are your top five? Madonna, Lady Gaga.
Has to be in there. Yeah. In the conversation. Yeah.
It's funny how Madonna was like the Britney.
Oh, Diana Ross.
Britney, Christina.
Rihanna.
Rihanna. Keep going. Diane, Olivia Newton-John.
Aretha Franklin.
Katy Perry. What do they have? Taylor Swift as 10? What year was this done?
Well, this is, I don't know.
They have Madonna as number one. I think that is going to change.
Yeah, Donna Summer.
Carpenters. She played drums.
They have Beyonce as 15.
That's fucking off, bro. Barbara Streisand, Cher, Pink.
Yeah.
Like there is.
Stefan, Gladys
I guarantee
Knight.
You, because you know how we are about like comics are. I wouldn't say catty about tours, but it's like, you know, when someone does bigger venues, you notice it.
Everybody
right?
does, yeah.
And so I wonder if that happens with Taylor, with Pink and Lady Gaga.
I think they all know.
And they're all like I heard.
Yeah, they know.
I heard one of the stars being like, yo, I sell just as many tickets. And you were like, yeah, but you guys are all the same to us.
Yeah. Well, their thing also, they legit make a jump from arenas to stadiums. Yeah, and that becomes a thing that like there's a number of them that can routinely do that.
I heard Taylor Swift has two tour buses, meaning two sets of tours. One goes to the next stadium and sets up as she does this show, and then she goes over, does that, and then they go to they hopscotch.
That's
fucking crazy.
Pretty crazy. Yeah, it's a whole other thing. She's definitely on another level. No question.
I mean, how do you have her for Thanksgiving at your house and not everyone's like, it's Taylor fucking Swift?
I don't know. I think it's probably she knows how to like
deflate people and just be like.
Joey Diaz told me that when he did a movie with De Niro, he said this thing, I'll never forget. He goes, the first time that you're doing a scene, he said, they were like blocking it, kind of running it. And that De Niro, like he's in a chair and he looks up and De Niro's standing above him. And he said when he looked up, De Niro put his hand on his shoulder and said, it's okay. Because he knew that Joey and like the new guys on the set were like, oh, fuck,
it's
Robert De Niro.
De Niro, yeah.
And so he was like, it's okay. Like himself. Like, I know. It's all right.
Oh, I bet she's like does the dishes and shit. Oh, because she's that person also.
Right.
She grew up like that.
Sure.
Where she grew up with manners. So I bet she's like, oh, I'll do the dishes. Yeah. I bet she gets her own water bottles.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a water bottle in years.
What do you mean?
I haven't gotten no water for myself. I got one here. I haven't even opened it.
You mean someone gives it to you?
Oh, yeah. I fucking.
So you'd be in the house like, hey.
Let me date Jason Kelsey
uh-huh.
and watch the diva that shows up. Like, I was like, Jason, are they going to do apps for us or are we just going to sit here and play PlayStation? You think I'm going to do stuff?
No, like you bring it to me.
Yeah. I'd be like, someone's bringing it to me. I'm not going to fucking do shit around their house.
What do you think of that opportunity, Jason?
Hey, can I come to Thanksgiving? Mm. All right. All right. We got the challenge.
Yeah, we're all set up.
Super Bowl weekend, Taylor Swift lyrics. Sure, let's close on some Taylor Swift lyrics back to back. Tom and I will sing the song. You give us the lyrics.
And we're going to broadcast from the Super Bowl.
From the Super Bowl.
And challenge. Well, that's when we'll reveal who won the fundraising.
Yeah. So we need them to accept the challenge first.
Yep.
Then once they do, we'll text. We'll DM with each other and text. You got Travis's number.
Mm-hmm.
We'll text. We'll find out the charities we're raising the money for. We'll go live on our own podcast, separate podcasts.
Yep.
And then we'll do a co-podcast from the Super Bowl. We'll both be at the Super Bowl, MGM Grand Arena. And we'll reveal who won the challenge.
I can't wait.
And it's going to be fucking great. It reminds me of when we were both young. When I first saw you, I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on the balcony in the summer air. See the lights, see the party, see the ball gowns.
So there's a high probability that neither brother is available.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot they play football.
Yeah.
I guess Super Bowl is probably a bad place to meet up, huh?
Could be.
I bet they're going to be on fucking press row.
That's true.
We should do live press row, two bears from press row.
That can definitely happen.
That would be fucking great.
Yeah.
Hey, can we set that up? See if we can do radio row, two bears live, two bears from radio row. Clean?
Everything's fine.
Wonder if the Kelsey brothers shit their pants.
Yeah. There's a challenge for you.
Who can shit their pants more aggressively? I bet it's me.
All right. Thank you guys. For watching, for listening.
Great episode.
Super fun. Love you.
I love you more.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.